So listen, Mark, go ahead and put up put it on the screen. Mark 11:12. I'm going to read Mark 11:12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar, having leaves, he came to. If happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of the fig was not yet. And pause there for a second. I just want to say this without going into, you have to do this later on. When Jesus came, he was headed to the temple. Back to the temple. When he got there, on his way, he was hungry. And any time a fig tree have leaves, it should have some fruit on it. But it go on to say it wasn't time for the main crop. That's what it was saying. So let me go on. I don't have time to elaborate on that. And Jesus answered and said unto it. Jesus answered and said unto it. Jesus answered and said unto it. I don't want you to lose that thought. Jesus answered and said unto it. What did he say to it? No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciple heard it. Keep going. And they came to Jerusalem. See, he came to the place where he was supposed to be, where he was headed. Jesus went into the temple and began to do what? Cast out those that sold and bought in the temple. And overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught them. Notice he cleaned the temple up, got rid of all the stuff. I don't have time. You want to hear the rest of it? I said more on the other, but I got to move on. And he taught, saying unto them, It is written, my house shall be called what? Of all nations, the house of prayer. But you made it a den of thieves. Huh? See, when you come in here with doubt and unbelief, all to yourself, you is wrapped up in yourself and all you thinking about yourself and what you want. You so caught up on yourself, you don't have, you so proud of yourself, your hands can't go up. Your mouth can't come open and say, thank you, Jesus. You can't bless the Lord with the other saints. You sitting up with a den of thieves, you're robbing God of the praise that you ought to be giving him. Because he truly deserved them, whether you give it to him or not. Can I tell you the truth? Hello? I said, may I tell you the truth? When you're sitting there so proud of yourself and the devil got you thinking that I ain't going to make myself look bad, you're looking bad in the eyes of God. Amen. When he says something, you sit there and won't believe it, you're looking bad in his eyes. Because he has no pleasure in a person that don't believe him. Hello? Hello? Hello. Amen. So, he said he cleaned the temple up, got rid of it. He wouldn't even let them carry anything through the temple. Let's go on. And the scribe, now notice when he did this, notice what happened. Back up to verse 17. Let's read that again. Back me up to verse 17. And he taught, saying unto them, it is written, is it not written, my house shall be called the house of all nations shall be called by, of all nations the house of prayer. And you made it a den of thieves. Keep going. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it. Look what they have. Look what happened. And they sought how they might do what? Destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his what? Doctrine or teaching. Keep going. And when evening was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, here we go. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root. And Peter called to remember, said unto him, Master, whoa, look at that, Jesus. You know, Master. You know, like that's supposed to be surprising to Jesus. Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is what? Withered away. Listen to Jesus respond. Jesus said, answered and said unto them, have faith in God. That's what my title, that's what my subject came from. Have faith in God. Other words, and I don't think I'm doing this verse any harm. Have faith like that. Let's go back to the fig tree 20. Let's go back to 20. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree what? Dried up from the root. Now they respond when they saw the tree dried up. But the tree died when Jesus said, no man eat fruit from you hereafter. This is where most people, this is why you fail in life. You waiting to see something before you believe. But you got to believe it, then you'll see it. Did you get it? God said it, I believe it. I don't have to see anything. God said it. Why is it true? Because God can't lie. If he said it, it's true. But I have to believe what he said. So, bring me back to verse 22. All right. And Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. 23. For verily, I say unto you, that whosoever. Who? I want y'all to listen now, because this will change your life. So you know what most people do? They read this verse, they hear me read it, hear somebody else read it. They don't take time to feed it. What if I invite you to my house? My wife is an excellent cook. I promise you, excellent cook. Excellent. And I invite you to my house, and we lay out the most beautiful, delicious meal for you. You sit down to the table, you say, smells good. It sure looks good. And you get them walk away, but it didn't do you no good. You talked about it, you bragged on it. So I like the fellow that bragged on it. The preacher bragged on that woman's pie. Did I tell you that story? Huh? Did I tell you that story? He bragged on his, one of the members invited him to dinner. And she cooked him a potato pie, I believe it was. And so he bragged on that pie. I said, sister, that pie was something. Oh, you know you laid on that pie. He just bragged on it. So he bragged on it, so till she went in there and tasted it. She said, shoot, I forgot to put the sugar in it. And she said, I want to get him back again. I'm gonna make sure I get the sugar in here again. She did. She got him back. He ate that pie. He didn't say a word. He did not say a word. She finally got to him and said, Reverend, that's what they called him back to then. Last time I invited you, then I cooked that pie, and you bragged on it, but I forgot to put the sugar in it. And you just bragged on. He said, well, that pie wasn't saying nothing, so I had to say something for it. So, if you don't ever say nothing, God is not going to be able to do anything for you. Right. You have to open your mouth and talk like he talks. Amen.